have you on News and Views.
Good to be on, Joe. I haven't been on for a while. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing well, Gene. You know, I'm sorry that you coming on had to be over these circumstances. I know it's got to be tough for you to see a friend like Craig leaving town.
You know, it really is. Obviously, Craig and I have had a great relationship, both professionally and personally, over the last 11 years. And anytime you lose a friend of yours that you've worked closely with, it's always difficult. But that's, you know, that's the nature of the business. I mean, people move on, and I think Steve Walker said it last night, you know, 11 years is an eternity in football and a coaching position, particularly a successful one. So we've been lucky to have him. He's done a great many things, like you said, not only for the football team, but for the community. And wish him a lot of luck, but we're going to get him back here and get him refocused on coaching this football team.
Was there ever a debate in your mind whether to move an assistant up to head coach or to, you know, when did you find out that Craig could stay with you through the playoff run?
Well, we talked a little bit about it on Saturday night when he told me he formally accepted the position. I said, well, what are their expectations for you? And he said, Gene, they told me that if I have the opportunity to stay in coach, do I have that opportunity? Wyoming said, yep, you've got a great football team. We'll do everything we can to support that and let you make sure that's where your focus is, and we'll worry about Wyoming when your season is over with. And that's very, very unusual. Now, when I heard that, in my mind, there was no question at all that, you know, he deserved to continue coaching this team. And so I made that decision, you know, I certainly had that in the back of my mind, you know, Saturday night, and we talked through a little bit of logistics, and then we met with the players and they had a chance to share their views on things. We kind of continued to move forward with that.
Have you been notified as athletic director of North Dakota State how many of Craig's assistants will be going with him to Wyoming and who they are?
I have not. You know, obviously, you know, Craig has mentioned to me the guys he'd like to take, but again, those are, you know, things that haven't been decided upon yet because of the direction I may or may not take with the next head football coach here. What I've asked those coaches, they have a contract through the end of the year, actually through June 30th, that they need to be committed and focused to North Dakota State football and those players, and they all agreed with that yesterday. They said they would. And once the season's over, then they can worry about what opportunities may arise for them, whether it's here or at Wyoming. So I feel fully confident in those guys based on their care. It's the one thing everybody kind of forgets about. These coaches care tremendously about these players, both Craig and all those assistants. They have one thing goal just like those players do, and that goal has not changed. And I know their focus will be on this football team.
Does North Dakota State University, President Dean Brashani, NDSU team makers, and for that matter, the residents of the state of North Dakota, need to give you more tools in your toolbox so that when you re-up a contract or you extend a contract like Craig Bowles, the numbers can compete with the type of numbers that you just got beat by?
You know, that's very difficult at our level of football. You know, Craig was at the top of the FCS world. His assistants are very close to the top of the FCS world, and to me, that's where we need to be focused. We're not gonna pay the kind of dollars that Wyoming pays. I think our folks in the state would have concerns about that. And so, you know, that's just the nature of the business. You know, if you guys remember, Tim Miles left for a higher paying job at Colorado State, the year those guys were heading into their senior year, would, you know, been Woodside and that crew. And we knew at some point, and like I said, I was thinking this was going to come sooner, and it hasn't, and we've been fortunate that it hasn't, but it's now the day is here, and we'll work through it.
Okay, so then it begs the question, which is you've seen your fan base grow, you've seen this program grow, and you've seen the economics of what this program has done on behalf of the state of North Dakota. As athletic director of NDSU, is it time to take a look at going up to the FBS? Is it time at looking at making that move that was suggested earlier by others, saying, you know what, NDSU, and financially as a state, we can stand it, that we need to get out of the FCS level?
Well, you know, obviously that's a, you know, fair question, and, you know, people have asked that before, and if we ever, you know, if we did go to FBS, then those kind of dollars would need to be available to compete with the Wyomings of the world, and certainly would we be able to do that financially? You know, we'd have to take a look at some of those things. But I think, again, right now, we're committed to FCS football. That being said, you know, if the landscape changes significantly above us, you know, we're always monitoring that and making sure that we're always going to be at the highest level we can afford to be at. You never say never, but at this point, we're still focused on FCS. If we made the move to FCS, you know, we'd have some challenges with our stadium size, quite frankly. You know, the 19,000 has been great for us, and it's a great venue. And, you know, could you afford to be an FBS opponent? You know, maybe early on you could get away with it, but eventually you have to be in a bigger stadium to be successful at the FBS level in the long run.
So you don't believe mechanically, physically, we're ready right now?
Right now, no. I think eventually, someday, this program keeps moving forward. It would all depend. It would all depend on the situation and how it would work out in terms of conference affiliation and those, all of those come into the picture right now. Could we get along with our Fargo Dome for a few years? Yes, we could. Eventually, we'd need a 25,000 to 35,000 seat stadium to be long-term successful at the FBS level.
There's two individuals in the Bison athletic program that people have looked to and said they got targets on their back by other institutions. One was Craig Bohl. Well, we now know that was true. He's headed to Wyoming. The other was you. The other people have looked at and said, you know, Gene Taylor has run a class program here. He has handled himself in a way that has distinguished himself nationwide for running a great program. You know, is there anything out there that now, because of this, because of your relationship with Craig Bohl and what this changes that causes you to look elsewhere and say, you know what, maybe it's time for me, Gene Taylor, to move on?
You know, it's not really. I mean, obviously, you never know what opportunity may come, and this business is funny sometimes how things change. You know, I would say right now the landscape is out there. There's nothing that you know, piques my interest. Obviously Arizona State's open, but I don't think they're going to be calling. But, you know,
if they're smart, they would, Gene. I think you're good at what you do.
And if they did, I'd be honest with you, I'd probably take a look at that one. But, you know, in general terms, this is a great program, and I have had opportunities to look at other places in the last couple of years, and I've backed away from those jobs just because they weren't as good of a position as North Dakota State. And there's a lot of value and a lot of things that we're able to do here that are unique to many other places that, you know, may come calling to talk to me about a position. So, you know, my son's a freshman in high school and at Davies, and my daughter's a freshman here at NDSU, and you know, so it'd have to be a pretty special deal to maybe take a strong look at something at this point.
I want to ask you something about sheer mechanics of FCS football. I don't blame Craig for how this had to roll out, but the sheer mechanics of still playing in the playoffs and still having a game on Saturday put him in a position where he wasn't that forthcoming with you and others about this. And so his players found out in a way that I know that both he and you would not want them to find out through social media. How do you fix that? You get asked to be on every committee in the world. I mean, how do you fix that so that word gets out by Craig Bohl looking at all of those faces in that locker room and saying, you deserve to be the first to hear this?
You know, I should have probably been a lot stronger with Craig in my conviction about when we were going to tell the team. When he told me Saturday night after the game, we were in his office, and I said, all right, how do you want to tell the team? He said, you know, let's let them enjoy the victory. You know, let's get them together the first chance we can on Sunday morning. And I said, okay. I said, you know, who knows? And he goes, very few people know. Obviously Wyoming knows, and I've accepted my mom. You know, I don't know who all knew. He just said very few people. I said, you know, to be very careful. So we kind of agreed that we would do it the first thing. And then of course we get home both Saturday night and it blew up on us. And so that was unfortunate. I should have been stronger with Craig to say, no, let's call the team back together. Let's get them back in here and tell them tonight, whether it was 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, whatever the case may have been. But we didn't, and hindsight's 2020. We should have, and it's unfortunate for those players. I apologize to them yesterday in the team meeting that we should have done it differently. They deserve to have it told to them differently. But, you know, if you remember last year, I think Tubby Smith found out he was getting fired at Minnesota through social media. So
yeah.
It's just the world we live in, and we need to learn to manage that better. And unfortunately, I didn't do a good job of making sure Craig kind of thought through that a little bit more.
Gene, is anyone on the short list right now? Is there anybody currently on this staff that you look to and say, look, if they'd take the job, I'd hire him right now?
I said yesterday that I would be foolish not to consider a couple guys on the staff. And certainly they're going to get a chance to visit with me as soon as they possibly can. And, you know, then from there, determine, you know, what other candidates are there. I've got names that I've been looking at. I sat on the computer a lot last night and this morning to look at some names of people that I know that are currently in the business. And at some point, I'll kind of decide, okay, what's the best direction for this program? And whether it's an internal candidate or an external candidate, I'll make that decision as soon as I can.
Have you put a timeline out there for yourself? Have you set a deadline for yourself?
Yeah, if I go externally, it takes a little bit longer, you know, clearly because of the advertisement thing. I can probably get some things, some exceptions made. You know, there are certain exceptions you can get requested for in terms of emergency hires, that sort of thing. But if I decide I want to go with somebody internally, then we'll probably make that happen pretty quickly. But I want to do some more research and talk to the president. I haven't had a chance to do that today yet, and spend some more time with him, and then from there get moving on it pretty quickly.
What are the NC2A rules? If I were John Doe and I had signed a letter of intent to NDSU, and now I found out Coach Bull is leaving, am I freed up?
Well, right, no. If they had signed a letter of intent, no. Once that letter of intent, you sign with the institution, not the coach, and so they would have to get through a waiver process and get approval. What we currently have, nobody has signed a letter of intent because they can't until February. So right now we just have verbal commitments and offers out, and the coaches are working very hard to get to those recruits and talk to them about the direction. But yeah, right now they're commitments. We're doing everything we can to make sure they stay commitments. And that's why the sooner I can get somebody in place, the better, for many, many reasons. And probably the first thing would be the recruits and getting them knowing who they might be playing for.
How and what type of an effect do you think this will have on the rest of the playoff run?
You know, I hope none. Obviously, yesterday there was a lot of emotion, a lot of different kinds of emotions with the team in the team meeting, all well-deserved and all. I think what you have uniquely to this group is 24 really focused, talented, mature seniors. You have some great leadership, not only in the captains, but with the 24. I think your assistant coaches are going to play a key role to calm things down once they get in the meeting rooms and start talking about Coastal Carolina. This team is pretty resilient and pretty focused. I think it's, and I told them yesterday, that it's up to them to grab a hold of this team and come together collectively and get through these playoffs as much as they can with their internal leadership amongst themselves.
Gene, I thank you for your time today on News and Views.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
You bet. Gene Taylor, athletic director at North Dakota State University.